You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Thunder Bay, Ontario. That was VHS with Weight Reduction Through Terror. That's off the latest record by VHS called Screaming Mad Gore that came out earlier this month on April 1st, and you should pick it up. This is the Toilet of Hoe radio show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill, and with me as always, my co-host Randall Thor. Randall, do you know why I played that song?
Are you trying to imply that I should stop eating whole pizzas by myself and should lose some weight?
That was not at all what I was trying to imply, but sure, that's probably a good idea.
I just finished a whole pizza.
Good lord, you disgust me.
It's amazing. It tasted so good. It's not as good as the normal frozen pizza I get, though. It's, someone else said it's the best pizza they've ever had, frozen pizza, and I got it, and it's definitely no freschetta, I'll tell you that.
On another note, do you know why I played that track just now?
No, why did you put that check?
Because I liked it, and because the band emailed it to me. And you know, if you have a band and you think your music is pimp tight, you should probably email it to me. That way we can play it on the radio show and discuss it.
Pimp tight?
Look, man, it's been a long day. But yes.
Okay, that's, I don't know if I want music this pimp tight. That just seems a little, uncomfortable.
I mean, What could be bad about being pimp tight?
It could be not power metal.
Power metal has never once in the history of man been described as pimp tight. That leads me to believe that pimp tight is a decent descriptor.
That leads me to believe that it's not fun, hates light, does not like rainbows or puppies, and probably thinks Donald Trump should continue running for president.
I can't speak to any of those things. All I can say is that Screaming Mad Gore by VHS is a lot of fun. It's very similar in my mind to bands like Municipal Waste. Kind of take that 80s throwback and have fun with it, although not the kind of fun that power metal has because there's no questions of consent with dragons.
It is a fun track. I'm going to ignore your barbs about power metal. That major chord progression in the intro, I was kind of hopeful for a second. I was like, did he find some power metal? No way. Did he do that for me? And then the vocals came in, and I decided, no, he didn't do that for me. But the Vox are fun. The whole track is fun. It's dirty. It's heavy. It's fast. It's just party.
I like to throw you a bone sometimes. You know, so it's been a long time, but a while ago we ran this thing called the Best Unsigned Band in America, and it was the biggest, most time-destructive thing I've ever done in my life. Going state by state and finding every band of note that was unsigned and ranking them against each other, trying to figure out which state had the best band. Well, the smallest state, the teentiest, tiniest, itty bittiest state, produced the winner in Eternal Con, and when pitted up against every other band in America, they actually made it really, really far. I believe it was to the finals.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you know, I'm supposed to memorize everything we've ever posted or written, so I should know that. But
well, we've only run something like 2,000 posts now. You should be able to remember every one of those.
Seriously, that's not very many at all. I should be able to recite them word for word.
Well, where I'm going with that is Eternal Con, the band that is the best unsigned band in Rhode Island, is going to be coming out with a brand new record next month on May the 13th. And this is exciting. Why is it exciting? Because we all love this band. We are proud to play a new track today from them, from this upcoming record, Lost in the Night of Ages. This song is called Heathen Death.
Soil what remains.
There you have it. Heathen Death by Eternal Khan, the best unsigned band in Rhode Island. We have a very special guest on the program today. A couple of weeks back, we played a track called Cybernetic Eucharist by Zealotry. Today, Roman from Zealotry. Roman, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just want to point out that, you know, I wasn't actually invited. I'm kind of holding you guys hostage. It's like an Airhead situation. So, you know, just keep that in mind at all times.
Please don't hurt us.
As I mentioned a couple of weeks back, we played your song Cybernetic Eucharist. That's from your upcoming album, The Last Witness. That's actually out this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, on Friday. A few people, I think, have already gotten the pre-orders, though. So, you know, if it leaks in the next few days, then you'll know who the culprits are.
Have
you mailed my
bastards.
Copy to me yet?
I did, but there's like a special note in it that you'll want to read before you play it. And if
so
you don't heed the instructions, then there will be consequences.
Oh, okay. Please don't murder me. There's not anthrax or anything in that letter, is there?
No. Like
something
that.
More special.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a question for you. On The Last Witness, you almost wrote an entire hour of counterpoint, essentially. How do you just sit down and decide, hey, I'm going to write three different guitar parts that don't even do the same thing ever, and then make it continue on and stay interesting and not absolute madness for an hour?
Very carefully. Yeah, a lot of the time, what I'll do is I'll play like an arpeggio on one guitar and then kind of just take the individual notes of that arpeggio, you know, figure out what the harmonic structure will be, and then kind of break it down into like all those different layers. Just it's all done initially on paper. So a lot of the time I'll kind of write a riff and I'll have to adjust it on the fly because, you know, there's some aspect of it that's difficult to play. For me, not for Phil. Phil is like ridiculous.
I have a follow-up question. What's a counterpoint?
Educate the man. Since you're
counterpoint, Joe, is basically when two different parts are doing two different things, but they harmonize and complement one another. Yeah. If you want an example of that, just listen to a bunch of classical music. It's everywhere in there.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's not no breakdowns in classical music.
They need breakdowns. Then I'd be interested.
A lot of inspiration on the new Zealotry album is from sci-fi author Arthur Clarke, correct?
Arthur C. Clarke. Yeah.
Okay, well, I left out the middle name because you don't say my full name with my middle name.
Well, not to be confused with that fucking hack, Arthur D. Clarke.
Douchebag. So Arthur C. Clarke. Yeah. Okay, can we talk about that guy now? Well, so he's a big inspiration for the kind of theme and lyrical stuff on your album. Why him?
Oh, well, not like 100% him. You know, there's stuff that I borrowed from other sources, but it all kind of comes back to him because he pretty much, I'm not going to say he invented the, like, hard sci-fi genre, but I think he very much codified it. I read Childhood's End, I want to say, 5-6 years ago, and it kind of just left a really big impression, and I wanted to you know, explore the themes lyrically that it touched on. It wasn't like a direct lift from that story. Like I said, there's a bunch of different elements that I take from other places that I added to it. But yeah, it was just, you know, something that moved me when I read it. And it very much influences a lot of what you see in the sci-fi genre nowadays, whether it's direct or indirect.
So we definitely have sci-fi literature as a reference point here. How about musically? What's driving Zealotry?
It really varies from song to song. I think on the first album, it was a lot of like New York death metal, Immolation, Incantation. Gorguts is not from New York, but obviously kind of the same style on their early stuff.
Maybe not the most expected touch point, but I've heard that Fate's Warning is a big influence on your playing.
Yeah, it's not in the way that you might think. Obviously, I mean, we do some of the same stuff rhythmically and with the way the songs are constructed, but it's more, if you've heard their like early material with John Arch, their vocal melodies weave very deftly with the guitars, and they create a very like almost like a lattice work. So we tried to emulate that, but in a death metal context. So instead of, you know, having the vocal melody, which obviously we couldn't do, we substituted that with a second layer of guitar melody that weaves in and out with the first layer. So yeah, that was definitely a big influence for me personally.
I could have sworn at one point I mentioned to you that I thought you guys sounded like Fate's Warning, and you were like, "No, we don't. You're wrong." And
that does not sound like something I do.
I would swear on that right now.
I would commend you for making that that inference. So I don't know if that's.
Well, you got all those windy guitars weaving all over the place, making swirly sounds with all their counterpoint and harmonies and stuff. But I could have sworn I made that reference, and you're like, "That's not right. That's not how we sound. We don't sound like Fate's Warning."
I wouldn't blame you. It doesn't matter what Randall says. I feel compelled to argue with him about it.
Yeah, well,
I don't think at that point that was a motivating factor. I mean, it sounds like it wouldn't be something I would say, because very few people are able to make that connection without me actually telling them. So
well, I was listening to Zealotry.
If you did, you know, this is me, you know, clapping.
Appreciate you. I was listening to Zealotry. I got into y'all about the same time I found Awaken the Guardian by Fate's Warning. And so that's kind of where I picked up on it, just because the way John Arch, when he sings, he doesn't just do some vocal melody like all the other bands around the time were doing. He actually directly complemented the melodies from the guitars versus just singing an overarching melody that every other band in heavy, speed, power, thrash, whatever was doing at the time. And that was really interesting to me, is that he would actually kind of form chords with the guitars using his voice versus just sing the lead melody, and that's it.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that kind of becomes an acquired taste. I think a lot of people who, you know, for whatever reason, they aren't able to connect with that album. That's like their primary objection to it. So, you know,
yeah, his vocals aren't very melodic. So, because a lot of times they're completing those chords, so they'll just go. They seem random almost at times. But if you are kind of listening to the piece as a whole versus just here's metal, I want to hear the singer and his melodies, then it becomes more clear and more enjoyable to me, at least. And honestly, if you listen to it enough, it becomes catchy anyways, even if he's just singing random arpeggios that don't make sense.
Yeah, there's definitely a learning curve to it. So I don't know what else I can add to that.
Okay, so this week, this Friday, The Last Witness drops. From a scale of 0 to Jesse Spano on diet pills, how excited are you?
I'm going to be probably more relieved, because in the last like 2.5 months now, you know, I've been in that stage where I kind of listened to it like 500 times and started picking out like parts that I wish I could have done better. So, you know, once it's out, then it's out, and you know, the anticipation kind of dissipates, and, I can kind of move on to the next one. But, you know, I look forward to, you know, hearing from the man on the street, such as it were, what their reaction is.
Joe Sixpack, what do you think of the latest Zealotry album?
Is that like Pantera, or what am I? Yeah.
I'm more of a Hell Yeah fan.
God.
Five Finger Death Punch, yeah?
No. Stop. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
The Last Witness is out this Friday. You need to pick it up. I'll have the link for you below this media player. Thank you so much for joining us today, Roman.
My pleasure.
We've got more new music for you. From Alaric's new record, End of Mirrors, this is Mirrors. You just heard Mirrors by Alric. That's from their upcoming record, End of Mirrors. That's out May 6th on Near Rock Records. And it's kind of funny, this is ostensibly a metal show. That is definitely not a metal song.
Nope.
These guys are from Oakland. They call themselves Dark Punk Alchemists, which is, I guess, a thing. But I really...
Alchemy's not real, Joe.
Well, sure. Dark Punk isn't a real thing either. I would say this is like a new wave song with, well, as you said, homeless man vocals.
I didn't say it yet, so thanks for taking my line from me. I was going to say that it had homeless old man stoner vocals, and you just stole that from me.
I'm sorry that I took your barb.
Well, next time I get to play power metal.
Oh, Christ. Okay, so Alric is notable for a number of reasons. Number one, I don't hear the similar things like this very often. I really dig this track because it definitely sticks out. And number two, Russ Mr. Hate Kent of Newthgrush is in this band, which is an unexpected thing.
A little different there. Not quite similar at all.
Not even in the least. So
that's a really chill track there, though. It's nice to hear. It's like you said, most of what we get these dudes pounding drums fast, yelling about Jesus and killing him and all sorts of fun stuff. And so this is kind of nice to have something just real chill and relaxing.
Yeah, so I think that if you didn't like that track, I will gladly refund you your time. If not, we can go ahead and close the show out. You have a track that you wanted to play for us.
Oh yeah, so my buddies in Horrified just released a new album called Of Despair. They're from England. I'm not sure where, because as far as I'm concerned over here in America, England is one giant town, and I don't know the difference between any of your cities. Sorry, not sorry. So they just released Of Despair recently. It's a fantastic album. A lot of Sweedeath, some Dissection worship in there, some Death Doom as well. All of that mixed together. It's real nice. And anybody who's a fan of any of those things might enjoy that. Although I would definitely recommend more to the fans of the melodic side. You're still going to get plenty of riffs. I would highly recommend that to any fans of death metal. It's one of the best releases out this year. We have a track from that. I talked to Dan earlier. And this is one of our favorite tracks. It's called Infernal Lands.
Okay, Infernal Lands from the album Of Despair by Horrified. From the Shire, I suppose.
The Shire, yes, that's exactly where they're from. They live in little hobbit houses.
Aw, that sounds adorable.
All British people are, right?
Yeah, they talk funny.
Their teeth look funny, too.
Their food's terrible. Let's just keep talking shit on the British for a while.
My headset's battery's running out, so we should probably wrap this up, Honjo.
Fair enough. Thank you for listening to the Toil of Hell Radio Show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. With me, as always, Randall Thor. You're listening to Infernal Lands by Horrified. Yeah.
You're listening to 66.6 FM.